In this leader feeder, we look at how to effectively deliver praise and positive feedback.
Hey guys, how are you? Hey, pass that around. You guys did an awesome job this week.
Pretty much every leadership program ever delivered has included the recommendation for leaders to give more praise and positive feedback. And it seems like common sense to be more positive, yet many managers and supervisors still focus on the negative. Here's a few reasons why we don't offer more praise. Well, we don't get much praise ourselves. We don't think that thanking employees is needed when they're just doing their jobs, and we think it'll make the team reduce performance if we tell them that they're already doing an awesome job. When you as a leader deliver more positive feedback, you'll build up the relationship with your team, and when it comes time to provide corrective feedback, you'll find that your team is more likely to accept the correction. Most people would prefer not to receive public praise, but nearly everyone enjoys receiving one-on-one acknowledgement. So here are three tips for being more effective in using positive reinforcement and praising the excellence in your team. Tip number one, be specific. Saying good job is better than nothing, but just barely. It's kind of like giving cotton candy to a starving person. It's better than nothing, but by the third bag, you get a little nauseous. In some cases, employees think that their supervisor or manager knows very little about the work they perform, which makes the praise a little suspect. Focus your praise on something specific the individual or team has done and describe the impact of their efforts. For example, thanks for working a few extra minutes today. It made a big difference to the customer. Thanks. Tip number two, acknowledge momentum and progress. While it is good to set high expectations and have high standards, some high-achieving leaders will withhold their feedback until their team hits the ultimate objective. That is a missed opportunity. Your team members will appreciate hearing some positive reinforcement about their progress and momentum towards the goal. Think of it as building a base camp so your team can increase their performance in their climb towards the summit. And tip number three, avoid tacking on a negative. It might be tempting to add a negative or add the next challenge when delivering positive reinforcement. It might sound something like, hey, great production numbers today, guys. Now tomorrow I need an extra 10%. Not allowing your team to enjoy the praise you're offering is almost like not delivering it in the first place. Let your team enjoy the positive feedback. You can always raise the bar or express concerns in a separate conversation. Learning how to deliver positive feedback more often and with greater sincerity will build a more positive work environment, strengthen the relationships on your team, and improve your operating results. Being more positive as a frontline leader will likely expand your capabilities and free up some time for you to continue to develop your leadership effectiveness. So why not use our resources at frontlineleadership.com or join with other like-minded leaders on our Facebook page?